Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome again to the podcast. So glad you hooked up with us today. We have people that listen to this podcast all over the world. And so I am so happy to have you tune in. Be sure and tell your leadership friends about this. I believe it'll be a blessing to them. Have with me today Pastor John Welch from Dwelling Place in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And John, good to have you back again today.
It's so good to be with you, Pastor.
Yeah,
Sam.
John has a very unique background because he's kind of done a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a missionary in Europe and Scotland, and then he was a pastor in Wyoming and built a wonderful church out there. Then he came and was my associate pastor.
Which was the highlight of my life, just for the record.
That's because I'm buying lunch today. That's why you're saying that. And now he's pastoring again and doing an awesome job. And so, John, it's so good to have you with us today.
It's always good to sit across the table.
One of the things that, and I'm going to mention this about you, John, because I wanted to say this. One of the things that I really like about John is that he's always seeking to be a good leader. He wants to be a good leader. And I think he has learned that it doesn't come automatic.
It doesn't.
And I know that John has sought other leaders in his life. You know, I'm going to mention this before we get into what we're saying, but I kind of just felt like the Holy Spirit prompted me to do this. Is I see so many ministers get one-dimensional.
This is so good, Pastor Sam.
And we might just talk about this a little bit. I felt like the Holy Spirit's urging me to do this, and we pick this up. But they have only one group of leaders. They pick a group that they want to identify with. They feel comfortable with them, and that's the only training they get out of one little box of leadership. And I found out a long time ago that there are a lot of things you can learn from a lot of different people.
So true.
And they may not even necessarily have the same doctrine as you, but they have principles from the Word of God that you can put into practice in your life. Mm-hmm. And John, I know you've done that to a great degree.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Sam, I'm glad you brought this up because I see today exactly what you're talking about, and it's isolation.
Yeah, that's good.
And anytime a leader gets isolated, he's in trouble.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, you mentioned an interesting my journey or history or
right. Past
has been pretty interesting. And when you helped me walk through the process when I was going to Laramie,
right?
And there were other opportunities, but it just didn't feel right, or
right.
the door would close. And so when we got out there, Pastor Sam, number one, the culture was different.
Right.
But we had been missionaries, so we understood that. But also the leadership culture was different.
Mm-hmm.
The church was a part of a movement. And it was different. I mean, it was. And so I would come home in the early on, and I would tell Sandy, what in the world are we doing here? This is so different than some of the leadership styles and approaches to leading. And so make a long story short. Looking back, I can see that us moving out to Laramie and taking that church certainly benefited the church.
Right.
God blessed it, and it's doing great today. And it was brought back to life. I mean, that thing was about to sink.
It was about to go down.
And so we released it with new facilities and all that to a healthy church, to another pastor. But looking back, Pastor Sam, I think the other reason besides that for us going out there
right.
was that God put me in that place to be able to experience or be exposed mm-hmm. to some other approaches,
right.
and it changed my life.
I got
some good things, some good spiritual principles and doctrine and theology. I did, But there was some elements of leadership that I was missing.
Right.
And I am so thankful.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful that God brought us. I didn't know what was going on at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then to come here and be with you and serve you for seven and a half years, it was.
Well, I can tell you right now that and we might as well just spend some time talking about this today. But I can see people who become one dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, and I'll just use this as an example because I was raised up in the Word of Faith,
mm-hmm.
and it was an awesome move of God. Awesome,
absolutely.
I mean, the Word was preached.
Thank God for it.
But what I have seen over the years with a lot of that is that people have segmented themselves there,
mm-hmm.
and you can listen to their language.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
And their language does not even communicate to the rest of the body of Christ.
Irrelevant.
It's totally separated, mm-hmm. Secluded into their group.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I didn't have to realize that because the Holy Spirit dealt with me about it very strongly.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to deal with it, but maybe you can be aware of this as you listen today. If you're getting up in front or you're talking to people and all you're doing is communicating phrases and things that identify with your group, you're going to separate yourself from a lot of people who could really be a blessing
in
your life.
That's so good, Pastor Sam.
And you've got to make up your mind. I'm not talking about leaving anything.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm promoting. Listen, I preach the Word today. I preach the Word of Faith today. It's part of my life. It's part of my DNA.
Absolutely.
But I have found so many other people in other streams of ministry who they have answers to.
Yeah.
And the sad thing about it is that, especially with the Word of Faith sometimes, it's promoted as we have the answer.
Yes.
And I can tell you that's just not true.
Pastor Sam, I just had a conversation with a couple. It's been about a month ago. And they were struggling big time because they had been brought up in a certain spiritual culture.
Right.
And it was terminology.
Mm-hmm.
It was terminology.
Right.
That was the issue.
Yeah.
It was terminology.
Yeah.
And if it didn't fit within that framework of those terms. And I kept hearing them say, we just want to be right. We just want to be right. We want to be right. And so what happens is exactly what you're saying.
That's
there.
Good.
We're right and everybody else is wrong. That,
right.
That's the way that they've been taught.
That's not true.
But here, this is Christianity 101. Right. We are the body of Christ.
Exactly right.
We're the body of Christ.
Yep.
And so God designed it that way so that we could glean and we could experience and learn from one another. And sometimes, you know, even you can learn to do what you don't want to do at times. You can learn from somebody.
Absolutely.
I know I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I've learned that
from
even
others.
When you were on staff, we learned some things. I learned some things. I think you did too. About approaches to ministry and approaches to gathering people that I didn't feel comfortable with. It had nothing to do with my doctrine. It had to
do
with the fact that I didn't feel comfortable because it was out of our vision range.
Exactly. Well, you know, I heard someone say this the other day I thought was really good. They said, don't be so concerned about being right as being effective.
Yeah, that's very good. Yeah.
So we want to make it right or wrong.
Right.
And I think what God wants is he's after effect.
Right.
Are you making a difference in the world?
That's
Are
exactly
you leading
right.
the people into what God's wanting them to do in the way that he's wanting them to do their
Well,
life?
You know, I know this. I know for many years, Sunday school was the way to go.
Yeah.
Build a big Sunday school. And today, I'm sure that still works. To some degree, but now people have expanded to other areas like small groups.
Yeah.
I was raised in the culture of you preach the word, that's all you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? There was a season when that was true.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can remember times when people would come by the thousands to sit and hear Charles Capp teach the word. For 2 hours.
2 hours.
Yeah.
Nobody moves.
But that was a season.
Mm-hmm.
to think that's going to happen now is just a mistake because it doesn't happen anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, I still believe that people are going to be hungry for the word again.
No doubt.
I believe that. But the point is, you have to make up your mind that I'm going to find other avenues of other leaders who may not have the same doctrine I do particularly, but they have something that I need to move our church or to lead people in a different direction. And I'm willing to do that.
Yes, sir. You know, a few years ago, we started hearing people talk about life groups, small groups, small groups, and like, oh, cutting edge, it's amazing, mm-hmm. this is God, this is how you do church. And it was like it was something fresh and brand new.
Right.
So I was talking to a guy one day, and I said, hold on a second. And this was, spirit-filled guy,
right.
very much regimented in his mm-hmm. thinking. And I said, hold on a second. I said, you ever heard of the Baptist? Yeah. And I said, they've been doing small groups for a long time. It's called Sunday school classes.
That's exactly right.
They would get together. So this is really not anything
That's exactly
new.
Right.
But he was like, God, this is brand new. Yeah. The Baptists, and they've been doing it good for a long time.
Well, so
we can learn something
one
from
of my,
everybody.
One of my, in fact, this is, was a major move for me was when I was stirred up about life groups was Dr. Cho. He had life groups in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Lord showed him that in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something new.
No, it's not.
It's not at all.
No, no.
But the point is, and this is what I want to get to real quick before we're out of time, is the point is this, I learned a lot from you about this even when you came to us, is that there are a multitude of people out there who may not preach the same doctrine we do, but they still have the same Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is guiding them. And if you can glean something from what they're doing that's going to help you, then you need to swallow, and it's pride.
It's good,
it's
Pastor.
Spiritual pride. Swallow your spiritual pride and say, you know what? I need that. There's a movie.
So good.
I've watched it 100 times because I liked it. It's called Remember the Titans.
And
it's a movie about two coaches, and they're really kind of in conflict with one another. They're on the same staff. And right at the end of the movie, they're having trouble. And one of the guys said, hey, I need you. I'm getting my you-know-what kicked here. I need some help. And, sometimes that's the way we ought to feel.
Gossip.
We're getting our rear ends kicked here. We need some help. And it may not be the same style as you, but yet it can still help you.
Pastor Sam, I remember when we were in Laramie, and this was not long after we got there, and I was struggling because, number one, you told me, John, when you go there, don't change anything for a year.
Right.
There was stuff going on there, nothing immoral, nothing ungodly, just it was outside of. And I thought, oh, God, how can I last a year of not changing anything? Thankfully, the Holy Spirit is amazing. He helped that. But there was something else that happened to me, and that is I was in the shower one day and just praying and been praying and really struggling with God. How do I get this? How do we move forward?
Mm-hmm.
And he said this to me. He said, John, do you want to reach people? I mean, what else? What are you going to say to that?
Sure.
That's God's heart, to reach people. And he said, if you want to reach people, you're going to have to think differently than you thought in the past.
Right, right.
And he said, if you're going to reach people, you're going to have to change the way you approach doing church.
There you go.
And that was something that broke in me.
Yes, that's good.
Because it was pride. Because I walked in and thought, I know how to do this.
Yeah, yeah.
I got it all figured out.
Yeah.
But I didn't,
yeah.
And I had to realize that I've got to learn some things.
Yeah.
If I don't, it's not just me that's affected.
Yeah.
It's people.
Sure. And the other thing, John, you did, you sought counsel from people who were reaching people.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm sure you learned things you kept and things you
that's
threw
right.
away.
That's right.
But the bottom line is we've got to be really careful that we don't get segmented. And here's the other scary thing about it. You may be segmented in what's going on now and think, oh, this is it.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, in 10 years, it'll be different.
Hold on a second. Please listen to what Pastor Sam is saying. World, please listen to what he's
it's
saying.
True, man.
Please hear this.
Because I've been through this so many times that people, well, this is it. This is the nirvana. This is the main way. This is it. And I don't want to use that word nirvana because it's actually a spiritual word from another religion, but right. anyway, but this
we
is it.
We get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we this is it. Well, no, it's not it. It's a vehicle that God is using at the moment to bring people in because of where they are, not where you are.
Pastor.
And they are they're trying to bring people in. Mm. And I know we're going long today, but I'm going to share this one more story that might help you with this. Years ago, our church was growing and we were doing well. You know, you can get a little prideful when that happens. I have to admit, I did a little bit. I was very proud of what God was doing, but I was also proud I was in the middle of it. Mm. But there was another church in town that was really busting at the seams, really blowing and going. And I knew that they weren't they weren't teaching those people anything, and they were just it was really, you know, just kind of milk toast type of thing. And I said, Lord, I don't get it. I'm over here preaching the word, you know, and they're over here, and then they're not even preaching anything. And I mean, I just kind of went off on the Lord a little bit, you know. I wasn't harsh, but you know,
yeah.
And the Lord spoke to me so tenderly, so sweetly. He said, son, if I didn't have places like this, I'd lose some of my sheep.
Wow.
I pulled over and wept.
Oh.
Because I realized, you know, God's more interested in that than anything else. Mm. So I just want to challenge you today. Don't get squeezed in, boxed in. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we have people come to our church every once in a while to speak, missionaries, and they start talking about people from a certain group, you know, and I'm thinking, dude, our people don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
You know, they don't even know that terminology
yeah.
you're using.
Yeah.
You got to change it.
That's right.
Hey, we got to go. I know this was a long time, but I agree with John. This could really help you if you'll just listen to what the Holy Spirit's saying. God bless you. We look forward to seeing you next time.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.